Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
No returns. We should give you a hand. You need a standing ovation, like a little clap one for you when you actually. You're just like the Nebraska football team. You get up real high, and then you just punch yourself in the stomach, and you go real low, and then you say, you know what? I'm tired of doing it. Then you come back up high. Mm-hmm. Just stay even.
All right.
Because for this first 50.
6-6.
50, yeah. right.
People love 6-6.
Nick. We'll start at 6-6, and then we'll have to take you outside of 93.7 The Ticket to get you to 10-2 and 12-0.
So where am I? What's my record right now? 5-7.
Yeah, you're about 6-6. It's Thanksgiving. I'll give you 6-6.
Okay.
But you was
bowl game, baby.
You was 3-8 just about 5 minutes ago. Then you just came back up to 6-6.
But it was like the Pinstripe Bowl,
right?
Love playing in Yankee Stadium.
You was on the bowl. Do you know what? One of my fondest. Holiday, I guess Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving and Christmas kind of run together. When I was in, you know, when you're in school after Thanksgiving break, you're like, yeah, we got 2 weeks, then we back on chill mode. But was like those first. This is back in like the 80s or early 90s. The first bowl game was like December 10th, and it was always somewhere like in Memphis. Remember, it was like the Blue Gray Bowl,
the Astro Blue Bonnet Bowl.
Yeah, Blue Bonnet Bowl. and then it would be on some janky field, and it was always cold.
Yep, terrible stadium, terrible grass. Didn't they? Yeah. And they were like 14 Shrine Bowls.
Yeah, yep.
Like they're That's all awesome. The Shriners would have their bowl. Troy has been waiting. Nick has a question. Let's see what happens. Troy, what's up?
Hey, how we doing today, guys?
We're good. Happy Thanksgiving. Nick has a trivia question for you. Nick, sir.
All right, Troy, how do we feel about NFL trivia?
Ooh, I might have a shot.
All right. So we're going to tie this into Thanksgiving. So last year on Thanksgiving, the Washington football team beat the Dallas Cowboys 41-16. Who started at quarterback in that game for Washington? Five seconds.
Yep, I want to say Alex Smith.
Yes! Nice save. Well done, Troy. Well done. See, he pulled it out.
Yeah.
We were starting to doubt him.
That was it.
We were all starting to doubt him. So Thanksgiving, when Washington plays on Thanksgiving, either can be really good or really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And we've had some bad ones. We had some ones where
– You got Bears.
Clint Longley – came off the bench. Nobody knew who he was. We knocked out the starter, and Clint Longley came in the game and won it with like a 50-yard bomb to close it. And still mad about
it's
it.
It's crazy when the Cowboys and, you know, it used to be the Redskins, the Washington football team, when they link up on – when you think about it, those, you know, before when they were the Redskins, they would link up on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
You know, just had the irony of it.
Yeah, well, the NFL, they knew.
They knew, but say, you know, look, people are going to sit on, well, they're going to their butts anyway, so, and they definitely going to, you know, get a little heated. You know, what's crazy is that, you know, we're not in the picks yet, but one team that, if they could have a Super Bowl Thursday for this organization, is the Detroit Lions.
Man.
They are horrible, like every year,
and they're the first game on Thanksgiving.
And they always end up beating somebody that they shouldn't.
Well, you know.
I remember back in the day, you see Billy Sims just working out on cats.
Oh, my God. Barry Sanders.
Barry that was Sanders,
a, like, we
Billy
got to
Sims.
See Barry. Yeah, like, you saw – I mean, I go back to the days of Lem Barney.
Oh, you went old school.
Yeah.
Like, Dick Buck is hitting
right, him. Like all the old – Alex Karras playing on Thanksgiving Day. Charlie Sanders at
yeah,
the tight
Charlie
end.
Yeah, Charlie Sanders, yeah.
Right, at tight end. Like, they had dudes. But then it became like, oh, you're not really interesting. So they try to make it interesting, give them the Packers, give them the Bears.
Yeah. But then they would end up beating them.
Do you guys know the quarterback matchup for Lions? Bears?
Go ahead.
Andy Dalton, Red Raider. Yeah. I know he's starting.
Andy Dalton and former UConn and Eastern Kentucky, maybe? Tim Boyle for Detroit.
What? That's an all-time trivia question.
How bad
was Detroit when they tied a game in 2021, and who started on? You talk about flex time. They need to flex them off of there. You need to call up somebody like, hey, look, man, we'll give you guys an extra draft pick, or they always come up with these comp picks. We'll give you some comp picks in the top three rounds. Will you guys play instead of Detroit?
They really could switch this now. It's the league.
Yeah, they could.
You don't need Detroit.
Leading up to it. Detroit doesn't, but they've been playing on it so long, though.
They've been playing on it long, but you know what? They're trash. So
here are Tim Boyle's college stats for UConn in 2013 to 2015. Career stats: 48.4 completion percentage,
mm-hmm.
one touchdown pass, 13 interceptions.
Okay,
over 3 years.
And then where did he go?
That looks like it is it.
And he has a job
in the NFL, and he's starting.
Yeah.
Bro, look.
Listen here. There
the world ain't fair.
Listen here.
The world
all
ain't
you
fair.
Quarterbacks out there or wannabe quarterbacks, there is hope for you.
Big Sky?
Are we disrespecting Tim Boyle right now?
Yes, we are.
Absolutely not.
Out loud.
Former Packers backup. All right, that guy fills in like no other. He makes a lot of great throws. He's got pinpoint accuracy.
He never had to play.
Well, because we had Aaron Rodgers.
He never had to play.
But where are you coming up with this?
I'm a Packers fan. I watched Tim
Boyle. My guy, he had 92 career yards, a 41.0 QBR, and
two
interceptions.
Where did you watch him at? He's never played.
In the preseason. I watched camp videos. This guy can make any throw on the field. Don't disrespect Tim Boyle. And,
yeah, but 13 times he hit the wrong person. So he's
always kneels the ball forward. He doesn't lose yards on a kneel down. Any stat that says he does, wrong.
Okay,
Kelsey can agree with me on the text line. Tim Boyle.
Hold on. Let's start the break. We'll come back. Big Sky, you
just
coming in.
I can't believe I just heard this.
But Big Sky just came in and just set the room on fire. Okay, we'll throw the break. We'll come back more. Big Sky doing his thing. We'll be right back on Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.